Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, I gather topics throughout the course of a week or a particular day, and then I work with the producing team, which is Fred Bottomer and Ethan, and we put the show together on a regular basis. And there are a lot of things, I will just tell you candidly, that I don't get to because, you know, we just run out of time. And then, you know, Trump talks or there's a riot in L.A. or things along those lines. But there is a topic that I saw on NBC. It was actually from the Today Show. I found it about a week ago. And I was so stunned by the narrative, and it's not really a political topic, it's a parenting topic. And the first person I thought of actually is TJ Moe, who's a regular on the show, because it fits along with TJ's brand, if you will. And I'm going to share this here in just a little bit because I was so shocked by it. And I'm like, is this real? It sounds like it's just something that someone would make up. But we'll get to that here at 5:20. Coming up a little bit after that, we'll have Dan Reardon with a preview of the U.S. Open. This U.S. Open course is going to be real tough. The pros, I saw a video today of Phil Mickelson on the practice round, and he could not get the ball out of the rough properly. He took like 4 swings at it. So there's going to be a lot of complaining about the way that the golf course is set up. We'll have Dan weigh in. We have audio cut of the day as well. This person will be on the show tomorrow, Cassie Smedley.
Democrats are going to continue to lose elections because they tried this. They tried this all last year when they told us the economy was going so well, when people didn't see that reflected in their grocery prices. It's the classic, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? And the American people are saying, my eyes, my very truth-telling eyes. And I can see it right there in the side-by-side now that doesn't match up with your words.
Cassie used to be one of the spokespeople at the RNC. She will be here tomorrow at 3:30 talking about all the craziness in the news. John Ziegler is going to join us in 24 hours. John is an LA guy. Look, what's interesting about Zig is he calls balls and strikes, I think, better than anyone out there. And he's not afraid to criticize Trump, but I'd love to hear his take on Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass and some of the things that are happening with the unrest out there. Brad Young's going to be on the show tomorrow. We have a Reardon Roundtable on Friday. Jane will be here, Greg Keller, and Ed Rohde on the panel. Oh, one thing I wanted to say about the topic I'm going to do after our next guest is I really want to do it when Sue's here, and Sue's off the next couple of days. So that's one of the reasons I'm forcing myself to do it here in just a matter of minutes. James Knowles is here. He's the former Ferguson mayor. We're going to talk about something that happened in Ferguson, but let me welcome you into the show. How are you, James?
Doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
You know, one of the things, when we spoke last time, I will tell you that we always have people sometimes, Fred and I, we were just talking about this, right in front of us, who would be really good for the Reardon Roundtable. So I'm pretty sure that Fred just extended an invitation for you to come in, I think it's 2 weeks from now, because next week I'm going to be off on Friday to appear on the Roundtable. I believe you said yes. Is that true?
Yeah, so looking forward to it. Well, I listen every Friday. I'm excited.
Well, I think you're going to be a great addition. I'm going to be honest with you. And for those people who are listening, maybe they're state lawmakers or whatever, one of the issues that we have, and I think you're probably aware of this, is that it is very difficult to find sane Democrats because we look for... So on our side, you know, we're kind of on the conservative side. I can easily pick a handful of people. We try to go with the people that I know and that have been on the show for a while. But sometimes there's people like you who are right in front of me. And I thought to myself the last time you were on that you'd be a perfect fit for it. But honestly, here's what else I want you to bring to the table. If you know any sane Democrats out there who might be good for the roundtable, they are few and far between. So just noodle on that a little bit and do some homework and let me know, okay?
It is slim pickings, but I'll definitely do some thinking.
All right. Well, I want to get your reaction to what's happening in LA and New York and all this stuff. I guess we have protests going on right now. But one of the stories that was in the news recently was that Ferguson decided to partially defund the federal consent decree. Now, you were mayor when all this happened in 2014. We've talked about it many times. What does that even mean? Explain what that means to our listeners. Actually, explain it to me.
Sure. So we have a consent decree, you know, an agreement with the federal government that's actually filed with the federal courts that states that we will undergo, you know, a certain number of reforms, but we'll also, as part of that, engage a third-party federal monitor, which we pay, the taxpayers pay, to basically verify the work that we're doing and verify the terms of the agreement are being met. So, you know, we're paying our attorneys, we're paying for a considerable amount of training and oversight within our department. Then we're also paying, I think it's up to like $700 an hour for somebody from the East Coast to come here and babysit our police department and tell them, you know, tell us, or rather tell the federal court, that we're doing things that we said we were going to do. It's costing the city a great deal of money. It has been costing the city a great deal of money for about 8 years now. It was supposed to be a 5-year agreement. And so, you know, the city council in Ferguson is fed up with it. The people have been fed up with it. I've been watching it on social media. You know, people have been talking for some time. When's enough? When is the federal government going to say enough's enough? We've enacted a tremendous number of reforms. We've been doing things that no other department in the region are doing to show, you know, that we're making a good effort to have a reform-minded department. And, you know, finally they said, you know what, we're just going to cut the budget. We're not going to spend all this money anymore.
So the number that was in our local paper is like $6 million. We're talking, is that an accurate figure?
I'm told that, you know, it's getting up to that number now. I mean, when I was there, it was a couple million dollars a year. I've been gone now since 2020. So, yeah, I mean, it grew. In fact, this past year is when I was told the monitor doubled their rates. So we had a negotiated rate for some time, which was expensive enough for the city.
Yeah.
But you know, now that rate has expired, you know, they decided they're going to, I guess, take advantage of that. So
the numbers that were, you know, more recently in the media was $412,700. That's going to be cut in half. The city council decided to put it to $206,350, and that was what got coverage recently. So who is, can you explain, who is the monitor? Who's the person or the group of people who are supposed to be monitoring this? And then I guess the question is, because you guys have had to do a lot of different things when it comes to hiring, training, equipping the police officers. Is there any ROI whatsoever on stuff like this, James?
So the monitor itself, now this is our second monitor throughout the lifespan of this consent decree. And what's really frustrating is the first go round, Catherine Hanaway, and her, you know, we all know Catherine,
yeah,
here in Missouri. She had a team from Hush Blackwell that was going to be our monitor. That was somebody that I considered and was hoping we would hire years ago to help us kind of oversee the reforms. Who we ended up with was an out-of-state monitor from the East Coast, consulting firm out of Virginia, and they put together a team from all over the East Coast remotely who, you know, was going to be the experts, so to speak, who are going to go over every aspect of our reforms. So all the aspects of our training, our policies, everything that we do, they were going to review this and sign off on it. The DOJ in the end, you know, we had to have them approve who our monitor was. So of course, in the end, they pick, you know, one of their buddies from the East Coast. They were a total disaster. We spent millions in the first couple years and got nothing. we ended up getting a chance to fire that monitor, and the DOJ approved of that because they just didn't do their job. So now we have a new team, also from the East Coast, and they're made up of retired, you know, consultants who are retired law enforcement executives, professionals, lawyers from Georgetown, you know, all of these East Coast liberal-minded police reformers who are coming to this small town of the small police department and telling us how we're supposed to be running things. And, it hasn't worked for years. In some cases, you know, there are some best practices we've picked up. There's definitely been a lot of training our guys have undergone that has been a positive return for the city. But paying these babysitters and paying for our attorneys and their attorneys to spend hundreds and hundreds of hours reviewing what should be, you know, boilerplate best practices from the U.S., you know, Police Chiefs Association. This should not be rocket science. When we signed on to this, that's what we were told. I said, well, what exactly are we signing on to? Oh, well, we're just going to get some best practices. We'll go over them. We'll sign off on them, and you guys start doing some training. I mean, they nitpick every letter, every word of every policy that's ever gone through the last 8 or 9 years out of the federal government and the stupid monitor. And, of course, the monitor doesn't want this to end because they're making millions. And the DOJ doesn't want it to end because they never want to get their claws out of government if they can get them in there, and that's what they've done. So, I mean, I applaud the Ferguson Police Department for all the work they've done. I applaud the city for saying enough's enough. You know, I think they could have gone about this a different way because, I mean, the DOJ under Trump is already looking at these agreements instead of just defunding it because they've kind of started a storm at home. Last night,
right.
The city council meeting was crazy from what I understand.
Oh, really?
People that were really upset about this. I mean, it didn't get out of hand like the old days, but a lot of angry people.
So you're talking about, like, because in the local paper coverage, John Bowman is quoted. He's the president of the NAACP St. Louis. He says, transparency is the key for effective policies, community trust. We don't fully have either right now. Nothing will ever be good enough for them, though. That's part of the problem here. You guys have probably done more in Ferguson than any other police department in the entire country, and it's still not good enough.
Certainly, we've done more than any department in the St. Louis region, certainly probably more than any department of our size in the entire country, for sure. And it's still not good enough. And, you know, it would be better if the DOJ, you know, came in under Pam Bondi and, you know, Attorney General Bondi and said, look, we don't need to do this anymore. You have gone above and beyond. You've satisfied the requirements. I think, from what I understand, you know, our administration in Ferguson was working with the DOJ on that, but some very zealous council members decided they were going to take it upon themselves to just cut the budget, and it kind of started a public firestorm.
Mm.
They probably could have got this done behind the scenes.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, politics is politics.
Well, you know that better than anyone. And then talk about politics. Let's segue into Los Angeles from last night. Gavin Newsom.
This administration is pushing mass deportations, indiscriminately targeting hardworking immigrant families, regardless of their roots or risk. What's happening right now is very different than anything we've seen before.
Now, I'm not surprised that Gavin Newsom does this and he takes tones like this, but I think he made things worse. Here he was also saying, oh, it's going to come to your city too.
When Donald Trump sought blanket authority to commandeer the National Guard, he made that order apply to every state in this nation. This is about all of us. It clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Democracy is under assault before our eyes.
So, James, we have a situation where there's a couple of protests going on. We started the afternoon because I got an email from the Missouri Athletic Club saying, look, there's protests going on in the Tam Avenue overpass over by, you know, Hampton, also downtown. So far, Sue, we haven't had any reports of anything getting out of hand, at least related to traffic, right?
No, not so far.
Right. So that's good news. But you know that these things are going on. First of all, one of the things that always sticks out to me, and you shared this with me more recently, and we've had conversations going back to what happened in Ferguson with Mike Brown in 2014. But one of the last conversations we had, you shared information that at one point there were officials, I think he even said Bob McCullough, the former prosecutor, that said, let the police department go, let it burn down, give the protesters that. And that's what Tim Walz and people in Minnesota did during George Floyd. You guys didn't do it in Ferguson, but that was encouraged, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, just to talk about the Tam Avenue overpass, I'll send it to you, I'll text it to you when we get off the air, but I don't know if you know, I'm the city administrator now in the city of Troy, Missouri, and I can tell you that we just got an update from our law enforcement, and I've got a list of all the planned activities here in the next couple days.
There's a lot. Yeah.
I was happy to see. I didn't see one in Ferguson, so that's good. And there's not one up here in Troy. But I can tell you that No Kings is this app that they're using to go out and organize these things. And that's what it is. I mean, these guys are organizers.
Yeah, there's a professional protesters. Right.
They are the professionals. We saw them in Ferguson. We saw them up in Minneapolis. We're seeing them here. And then, you know, Newsom is trying to make himself you know, the anti-Trump, he's gearing up for the next election in, you know, 2028. And, you know, they will reap what they sow because it's happening to their own communities. And they still haven't figured it out after all these years.
Well, how do you even prepare? I mean, this is where it gets very sad for the officers, because you know better than anyone that you had people of color, African-American officers, who were spat upon in St. Louis, in Ferguson, on a regular basis because they were deemed traitors to their race. I'm sure you've seen some of the videos with bricks being thrown at cops. How do you even go through this? Look, it's dangerous enough, and you have wives and husbands of police officers that probably are scared to death on a regular basis. Now you have this climate again, and you really don't know what's going to happen. We hope they're peaceful. If they're holding signs and they're marching, I don't really care. But it gets out of hand, and it especially gets out of hand in the summer at night, and I think that you've been a witness to that firsthand.
Absolutely. And you know, you try to encourage people who want to protest to separate themselves from the agitators because they make themselves victims. I mean, there are people who are out there intermingling with peaceful protesters for the purposes of, you know, using them as cover and shield. And they want them to end up being casualties in this battle with the PD because that I mean, it's almost like Hamas, right? You know, in Israel, when they love to hide in hospitals and get bombed and then show, oh, look what happened to people who were, you know, innocent victims. Well, people who are innocently protesting, holding up signs, you know, somebody from behind them throws a Molotov cocktail.
Right.
They get shot with a rubber bullet, and now we're shooting innocent protesters. That's not what they're shooting at.
Well, and to make the connection with Hamas, I think what we discover, and this happens with young people, and certainly happened during Ferguson, some of these people, they have no idea what they're actually protesting. They're just trying to get in on the group, you know, the group protest. And I'm not sure they even know what the hell the protests are about in some cases.
No, and everybody right now, and I saw it this morning on the news, and we saw it in Ferguson. I mean, the number of people who are out there because they see this as a platform.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For their issue, might have nothing to do with what's going on. They're out there working for, you know, Communist Party USA was out in the streets of Ferguson. You see them out there in the streets of LA. You see all these different groups with, you know, who are protesting different things because they can see that there's cameras there. They see the news is going to pick them up. They want to be part of this uprising. They probably don't even know, like you said, what the original issue is about. They're out there because they have an issue that they want a platform for.
When I got the email earlier this afternoon, this is right before the show, when they were warning folks, you know, that downtown can be a little crazy. We had a Cardinals game, and they said there's a local protest group known as 50501-STL. I mean, what the hell is that?
I just heard about them the other day, and that's news since the Ferguson days, but I mean, there has been groups, and I still see some of the same faces when I see some of these protests around town. I mean, there are people who they make that their livelihood, it's their purpose, I guess, in life to be a part of these. And like I said, it doesn't have to matter what the initial protest is about. They're there for the platform. To speak what they want to speak.
When I was watching this last night, because I didn't know how much of a powder keg this was going to be in Los Angeles, and then they go to New York. And I usually don't watch CNN unless Scott Jennings is on at night. But I turn on CNN, and police are putting up a barricade, and there's a reporter in the middle of them. And let me tell you something. The number of people of color compared to the white punk kids was pretty dramatic. It was just white punk kids. It wasn't Hispanic people. It wasn't even African Americans. It was just troublemakers.
Well, I noticed that too. I actually laughed. I said, well, this is what happens when, you know, school's out for the summer and all the kids at UCLA and UC Berkeley figure they have nothing better to do all summer.
Seems that way.
Out there and stir up problems. But, you know, at night, after they're done causing problems, they go back to their nice homes and, you know, Pasadena or wherever. And, you know, meanwhile, everybody else, and a lot of it's low income, a lot of it's, you know, people of different ethnic groups, have to live in these communities that are now damaged and destroyed by their activities.
That's ridiculous. It is. James Knowles, former mayor of Ferguson, I appreciate you coming on. We'll see you on the roundtable in a couple of weeks.
Looking forward to it, Mark. Thanks.
Before I get to a break, and I have a really good topic I want to share with Sue, and we're going to do that in a couple of minutes, I want to replay this audio from New York. And this was a protester, a white kid with a man bun, and then another woman who is shouting at this African-American woman who is simply trying to get to her job.
How is this a peaceful protest if there's nothing to do? No, it's not.
How do you white people feel about stopping a black woman?
Oh, no, not work.
Yeah, he actually says, oh, no, not work. That's the white kid with the man bun. Unbelievable. We're coming back. I have a topic that I found from NBC News and the Today Show that I'm actually rather stunned by. I've been promising to do it with Fred for a while. We're going to do it coming up next. I want Sue's reaction in particular.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.